Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's time to start a new week and end an old month. We're done with July. Coming into August soon. But before we do, want to say hi to our friends from NAS Pensacola who are here this morning. Bruce Cummins is here. He's the chief of public affairs. Is that correct?
Public affairs officer.
Officer. Okay. Just want to make sure I get the titles right. And then we also have Victoria Franklin, Ensign Victoria Franklin here, who also works with public affairs. So we have two experts. What do you know? On the expert panel on Monday.
You just hit on something really interesting right there. July is almost over.
Isn't that crazy?
It still blows my mind. Every time I think about something like the way this year has gone, it's been such a crazy time.
You were talking about the beginning of selling something. We'll get to that in a minute. But I thought, wait a minute, July 30 is this week?
wait, what happened? So, Miss Victoria, you've been in Pensacola for a tour before you came back and trying to get into the public affairs designation. So what are the differences you've noticed 7 or 8 years ago as opposed to now?
Oh my gosh.
Well, when I first came through
That's a loaded here, question.
Yeah. No, it's a great question. When I first came through here, I am a Mustang, meaning I was prior enlisted before I commissioned as an officer. So when I first came through here 7 years ago, things were different as far as the excitement. Just learning about this air show that's upcoming now, I did not know as much about it then as I do now.
So you're talking about an air show that's going to happen in November.
Yes.
November 6th and 7th, the NAS Pensacola Homecoming Air Show featuring the Blue Angels, who incidentally just had an air show, was it last weekend or the weekend before?
2 weeks.
2 weeks ago, okay. So, that one, Santa Rosa Island Authority puts that one on. Absolutely outstanding. Great job. Good time for them. I hope everybody had a great time out there. I was talking to some of our friends from Visit Pensacola and, just see what the numbers were.
Oh my gosh.
Just to see how that went. They said it was absolutely super well attended and everybody seemed to have a great time. And the weather, that's another thing that they always talk about on there because at this time of year, it's hit or miss whether we're going to get that rain.
That's right. And I think they even had a little, but it was around 4 or 5 o'clock once it was over. So as long as it comes in after, we're good.
It got dark. And then it was time for the headlining act of the show, world-famous Blue Angels. And apparently this it went away, and it was all good to go.
Yeah, the sky opened up, and the sun shined through, and here are the Blue Angels.
And it's kind of interesting because that happens more often than not. So there's some kind of connection there. They've got a hotline, I think.
So this time of year, always always a time to be prepared and to be on the lookout for stuff. Some of the things that we've always been talking about and we post to our social media sites quite regularly is being prepared. A storm could be brewing.
Gosh, yes.
We just went through this last week. Was it last?
Yes.
Last week.
Yes, it was.
Storm brewing in the Gulf. We never know what's going to happen. So I want to encourage everybody to make sure that they're monitoring local news outlets, such as 92.3.
Trust me, we are on it. When it comes to storms and storm watching, this is your station.
No, 100%. They've historically been great for it. But there's some checklists that you can go through, which are on some of the major websites for that, just to make sure that your home's ready, that you're ready. If a storm is in the area, you're generally with the way things are in this day and age, you've got a few days to get yourself situated. But there's some stuff that people always forget to think about, getting your prescription pills.
That's a big one.
That sort of thing. And have a plan and just make sure you get on the road. For all of the individuals that are associated with Naval Air Station Pensacola, we'll update our social media sites with a variety of different preparatory tactics as well as the direct information on what is going on the installation as well. So if that's going to impact, people coming to work, if
of
we're
going to
delay, if there's going to be anything like that, we'll make sure that we get that information out as soon as we possibly can.
And that's perfect for people like me who are not from Florida. We know Floridians are used to this type of weather and they usually ride it out and say, it'll be fine.
Right. You start hearing about the hurricane and the level of the hurricane and you panic. And we're like, whatever.
Exactly. But again, for people like me who are not from here originally, it's good to have that source of information coming from those social media sites.
So those social media sites are at NAS Pensacola for Instagram and Twitter, as well as for Facebook at Naval Air Station Pensacola.
And there's another place you can go that's very helpful. You're talking about the sites, BeReadyEscambia.com.
Yes.
It's a good one.
NAS Pensacola has had a wonderful relationship with Escambia County. Our emergency manager, Mr. Tom Butler, who was in a couple of weeks
back. Yes, he was, talking about it. That's right.
He is super good and keeps us very dialed in with Escambia County. So once again, make sure that you're prepared and weather ready, because you never know in this time of year the Gulf is going to start spinning up for us and everything. But we've got some stuff coming up on the horizon. And once again, thanks. Congratulations to Santa Rosa Island Authority for hosting a phenomenal air show. But you know, that one's kind of in the rearview mirror now.
Yeah.
We gotta concentrate on something that's upcoming here.
What could it be? What is coming up in this insignificant, well, is it significant year?
Oh, majorly significant year.
Absolutely. I was just kidding.
The Naval Air Station Pensacola Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show is going to be November 6th and 7th. All right, that's going to be on the base. And we're going to be populating our social media sites as well as sending out media advisories and press releases on a variety of different things that you'll need to be aware of when you're getting ready for this one. But the most important thing, right, you know, this week and all, is going to be if you want to purchase preferred premium seating tickets for this, those go on sale this Thursday. That would be July 30th at 10 a.m. local.
Wow.
So make sure that you mark that on your calendars and get ready.
So this Thursday, July 30th, starting at 10 a.m. So where do we go for that?
Yeah, there's through the official NAS Pensacola 2026 Homecoming Air Show website. That's what you're going to have to that's what you'll have to go to get to that. Ms. Victoria is getting that information on her phone right now. But the preferred premium tickets, once again, I want to reiterate one thing that's most important about this. This air show is completely free. But if you want that little upgraded experience, if you want to be up on the flight line, make sure you've got a place to sit and everything. These are tickets that you can purchase, which will guarantee you, a spot to sit in and all of that. So that's something that you should look into right there. She's getting that information on the website. There are a few things about the preferred premium
seating. Take a sip of that coffee. One more sip.
That you're gonna have to be aware of. Yeah, I know it is Monday.
It's Monday morning, right at 9 o'clock. We are all getting our coffee in.
Yeah, this is nuts. So you know, a couple different aspects of the preferred premium seating right there. You got the flight line chalet. Okay, that's a bistro style seating. It's kind of
nice.
Cool. You know, you got the bar table things, the high tops. You know, they call them high tops, right? They got the high tops. Those have to be purchased in sets of two or four.
Okay.
And reserve tables of two are 300. Reserve tables of four are 600.
Okay.
So absolutely phenomenal. And there's a whole bunch of things that go along with the Flightline Bistro. Is that right there?
Yep, I see it. Yep, you get reserved tables, you get catered meals, unlimited beverages,
non-alcoholic
yes.
beverages.
You have to make sure you stress that.
That's a good qualifier there, okay.
Yes, and then also the most important part, shade.
Yes, that makes a difference too.
And you're also going to, there'll be a cash bar, that will allow you to stay in that area and go ahead and purchase stuff, as well as premium portalettes right there. The box seats, that's another, slightly more affordable option for individuals that are interested in the preferred premium seating for the November 6th and 7th Homecoming Air Show featuring the Blue Angels. You know, the box seats are a little, it's more set up like a theater style.
Sure.
Those are going to be $50 a seat, and they're reserved folding chairs arranged in a theater style layout directly on the flight line.
Wow.
So you're going to have the front row action for it, you know. Once again, the air show is free, but if you want that upgraded experience, the convenience of having a seat already assigned, then by all means, take advantage of this. This is going to be great. Once again, July 30th at 10 a.m. local. That's when these preferred premium seating for the NAS Pensacola Homecoming Air Show are going to be available.
Okay, you are listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. NAS Pensacola is here. We're already talking about the air show, November 6th and 7th. If you've got a question for them, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute to hear a little bit more about those box seats, right on the flight line. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Coffee. On a Monday morning, we're talking about how we all need a little coffee. I'm here with my friends Bruce Cummings with the Public Affairs, as well as Ensign Victoria Franklin, talking about the exciting air show, homecoming air show, coming up in November 6th and 7th. And you have an opportunity. The air show is free, just to clarify, but they're talking about some opportunities you have that go on sale this Thursday for VIP tickets. So we discussed the ones that you can get that are premium with the cafe tables and all that good stuff. But we also has the box seats, correct? So let's share a little bit about what that, the cost of that, and what that entails.
Yes, ma'am. Again, you can get some seats, premium seats, if you would like. The Flightline Chalets are going to be around $300 or $600, just depending on what you'd like. That's going to be available for the 6th and the 7th, which is November, the days of the actual air show. But the tickets start at 10 a.m. on Thursday, which is going to be July 30th.
This Thursday, y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
This Thursday.
July 30th, the preferred premium seating for the Blue Angels, for the homecoming air show at the installation.
So I'm guessing it's first come, first serve, that this is limited seating?
Yeah, no, there's only so many available.
Okay, so you want to get on it
this
Thursday.
Now, I do want to let people know, though, you know, when they are purchasing those, there is an outside vendor that's used, and there's going to be some processing fees that are added to that cost. I don't have that exact info on how much that's going to be, but just bear in mind that that's the case. And also, one of the most important things, and we run into this every year, purchasing the seating does not get you in earlier.
Okay.
All right? And nor does it give you a special parking area or special parking pass.
I just got a question from one of our listeners that just came in that says, does the premium pass give you better parking opportunities? So you just answered that question for
and
us.
And this is why he's the public affairs officer.
That's right. Anticipating.
We're going to have a lot more information as we approach the dates on that. But November 6th and 7th, those are the dates of the air show. The tickets for this, once again, the show is free if you don't want to purchase any tickets. But if you want that more convenient, upgraded experience with the Naval Air Station Pensacola homecoming air show, the tickets for that go on sale this Thursday, July 30th at 10 a.m. local.
Yes, sir.
And those two different types of tickets that are available, the Flightline Chalet for $300 or $600, that's tables of two or four, and the box seats, which is a big theater style layout, those are $50, you know, a piece, plus processing fees that we'll use with the outside vendor.
And so where do you go to get those?
Luckily, what you can do if you need to get this information again, there is a website you can go to. It is naspensacolaairshow.org. Again, that is naspensacolaairshow.org. There's even a little countdown. There's 101 days, 23 hours, 38 minutes, and 30 seconds in counting.
I love that. I love that. We need a clock in the studio here to keep countdown, right?
Yes. So if you need
awesome.
More information for those seats, again, you can go to that website and get all that information.
One of the biggest clarifiers on that website is going to be the official source of information for the homecoming air show, the November 6th and 7th homecoming air show. That, as well as the NAS Pensacola social media pages, which are
going to
be on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. So you can visit some of those. There's a lot of websites, a lot of social media sites out there that try to put out some information on that. We'll actually have the correct right information for you.
Okay, and
hopefully,
probably the current updates if there's a weather issue or something like that,
ma'am.
Right?
We'll get that out as soon as we possibly are able to.
But I have a question for you. I mean, it seems early. It's July, and we're talking about November. Is there some reason why this particular air show is special?
Well, yes, ma'am. Absolutely. So,
what could it be?
Well, could have something to do with the date. 200 years ago, NES Pensacola was founded, and again, our logo or our motto for this is going to be 200 years forged here.
So 200 years in April of 1826.
Yeah.
Wow.
Naval Shipyard Pensacola was founded.
That's right.
So incredible, really, when you think about it. And I saw a thing on the Facebook page about the history and some of the old pictures.
Oh
my gosh, it's amazing.
Oh, we've got a 200 years forged here series of history posts that we're pushing out right there with some, you know, a little bit of video if we can incorporate it. But once again, in the 1820s, video wasn't really a thing.
it was not.
we're creating some stuff, you know, that we can use to showcase just how great this air station is. The air station now. Mm-hmm. Is. Yes. But it wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Naval Shipyard Pensacola, once again established in April of 1826.
Incredible. It's really incredible.
So, but do you know why? Why it was put here?
I wish I had the answer. I feel like I should have the answer, but I don't. Please tell us.
Well, live oak.
Oh, of course. Right. Hello. Of course.
This whole area was just, you know, just tons of live oak over the installation, and that's what was used to construct ships at the time. And also the proximity to a port, which is now, you know, something that's, you know, that we have, and we have an active port and a runway as well on the air station. But, you know, because of the port and the anti-piracy missions that were going on at the time, that's the reason Naval Shipyard Pensacola was essentially put into play. That, as well as the abundance of live oak.
Yes, so, yes.
You know, that's one of the big things that we are celebrating this year. And if you keep your eyes tuned to our pages, as well as some of the media advisories and press releases we'll be sending out, we're going to share some more information about things that could be happening in and around this.
Oh,
right,
I suspect
here.
There'll be a few celebrations going on, no doubt. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question for our friends from NAS Pensacola, text it on in at 850-437-1620. We had a question that came in regarding the November air show. Will there be access, or is there any access to the Sherman Cove boat ramp for the air show?
Well, as always, the MWR, you know, facilities are available to Department of Defense identification card holders.
So this person's saying for a Gold Star license with a passport tax-paying citizen.
No, you've got to use MWR facilities. Okay. You've got to be a Department of Defense ID card holder. So that essentially means you're an active duty or retiree individual. There are some other instances where that can be used, but for the most part, no.
Okay, and then another quick question here. With high school graduations 2 months behind us, when will the surge of students start arriving at NAS Pensacola? How's the student count today versus a year ago? How are we doing?
No, there is always, you know, an abundance of students coming through here. Naval Air Station Pensacola, our mission is to support the commands that are getting that next generation of individuals ready to go out and, you know, actively engage across the board with what they need to do, what they've been trained to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're making sure that these commands have it. There's a very robust throughput. 60,000 students a year come through these doors. And those are individuals that are getting trained in cyber warfare, all sorts of aviation endeavors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're going out and taking what they've learned here at NAS Pensacola out to the fleet. We're always concerned and looking at ways that we can better house, feed, and support these students and tenant commands for the individuals that are being here, that are going to be here, for whether they're here for a six-week A school or, you know, for a three-year tour. We're always looking at methods of improving the service that we're able to offer them.
Okay, we're talking with our friends from NAS Pensacola. We'll be back on Pep Talk right after the break. And we're back on Pep Talk with NAS Pensacola. We've got a big event, November 6th and 7th, celebrating 200 years. And we're going to be, it's a beautiful air show. And we got tickets for sale for VIP seats.
Yes, ma'am. So again, in order to look at those tickets, we have two different types. You're going to have the chalet, the Flightline chalet for $300 or $600. Or you're going to have those box seats for $50. Both of those tickets are going to be available online at naspensacolaairshow.org. The processing fee that will be attached, it will be there when you purchase the tickets.
Yeah, you got to make sure that you're aware of that. That's going to be, you know, the box seats for the flight line as well as the flight line chalet bistro style tables. All right, those are going to be available at the website that Ms. Franklin just mentioned.
And those are going to go on sale on the 30th, this Thursday, at 10 a.m. local time. So be sure to get those tickets as quickly as possible.
Well, it was our first come, first serve.
Right.
And that does not include a special parking pass or a special entry procedure. But special seating.
Can't go wrong with that.
Want to reiterate one more last time that the air show is free. But if you want that upgraded experience, this Thursday, July 30th, 10 a.m.
All right. Be sure and take advantage of those VIP tickets. Thank you to Ensign Virginia Franklin for coming in. I'm sorry, Victoria Franklin for coming in. And Bruce Cummins, our public affairs officer. We appreciate y'all and all that you do for NAS Pensacola and for our community.
Thank you for your support. It's great to see you.